Hi everyone, welcome to our Symphony Daily Devotionals. Today we're going to be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 to 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 to 12. Verse 5, this is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are also suffering, since indeed God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, there's a lot that is packed, jam-packed in these 8 verses. And if you haven't opened up your Bible app or your physical Bible yet, I want to encourage you to actually go to this passage. I should have actually encouraged you to do this from the very beginning. But I want to ask that you take it out right now and go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 to 12, because I'm going to kind of guide us through this passage, but there's a lot that's happening and a lot of rich text here. And so I want to make sure that you're able to visualize the text or actually see it as we are talking about it. Yesterday, as we were going through the first 4 verses of 2 Thessalonians, I talked about how we're going to look more into the actual persecution and suffering of the Thessalonians. And so I want to share a little bit more about what exactly they were going through. You know, the Christians in Thessalonica were being persecuted. Property was being seized. Workers were stopped from practicing their trades. Those who found a new faith were shunned by their families. Some were insulted, some beaten, and some put to death. And they were experiencing suffering of the worst kind. Paul is deeply concerned for these young Christians because they were going through such severe, painful trials all on their own. And he gives them an encouragement in the first 4 verses, but then he also encourages them all throughout our passage today in verses 5 to 12. Verse 5 starts out by saying, "This is evidence." This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God. What is evidence? What is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God? Well, I think it's actually referring back to our previous passage in verses 1 to 4, where Paul commends the Thessalonians of their increasing faith and their love for one another and their steadfastness in faith under persecution. He's saying that those things, their faith in Christ, their love for one another, their steadfastness in faith, are evidence of the righteous judgment of God. Their ability to endure is only by God's grace. And so since God is granting them the grace to endure, he is clearly on their side and is working to make them worthy for entrance into the kingdom of God. And this is such a great, humble, encouraging reminder because, you know, oftentimes we attribute any growth and strength to experience, time, and knowledge. You know, when you think about the ways that you've grown, the ways that you've matured, more often than not, you probably will say something like, "Oh, like, it, you know, I'm just older now. You know, time has passed. I've learned over time. I've learned from experience. I've gained knowledge." But Paul reminds these Thessalonians that any growth in their faith and their love for one another and their steadfastness and hope is the fruit of God's grace upon them. And that's true for us as well. You know, any growth that you've experienced in your life with the Lord, in your walk with God, in your love for your brothers and sisters in Christ, all of it is because of the grace and the power of God. And so this is why it's important to live out. I'm bringing in a verse from 1 Peter chapter 5, but Peter says in 1 Peter 5, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. God is in control. God is sovereign over you. God is sustaining you. It's His grace that will keep you and sustain you. And so this is an encouragement, actually, for the Thessalonians, that saying that even as they are enduring all the suffering, all the persecution, this is actually evidence that the righteous judgment of God is at hand. And verses 6 through 12 are really kind of giving a little more detail as to how this is an encouragement and a source of strength for every Christian who endures suffering. In verses 6, as well as verses 8 to 10, the first encouragement that Paul gives to the church in Thessalonica is that vengeance is the Lord's. Vengeance is the Lord's. The Lord will have vengeance upon those who afflict His people. And, you know, one of the things that we come to see all throughout 1st and 2nd Thessalonians is that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is such a major theme. The second coming of Jesus Christ is such a major theme of his letters to them. And one of his main points about the Lord's righteous judgment is that justice is guaranteed when Jesus returns. The wicked will be punished. And I want to read verse 6 and verses 8 to 10 for you. Here, he says in verse 6, God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you. And verses 8 to 10 says that he will inflict vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. When he comes on that day, to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. And so there's this aspect of God's vengeance and righteous judgment coming upon those who afflict his people, those who do not know God, those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. And this is going to happen on the day that the Lord returns. And we might find this discouraging because we might want God's righteous judgment right now. But I think this is also a reminder that this life is not it. We are living for something greater. We are living for something better. And this is a hard truth to hold on to when we are going through suffering and persecution ourselves. But when we fix our eyes on Christ, when we fix our eyes on the one who is our Lord and King, who is sovereign over all things, who has promised a kingdom where there is no more pain, no more suffering, we can place our hope that the kingdom of God is at hand and is coming in its fullness, and we can fix our eyes on Jesus. And so this is the first encouragement that Paul gives to the Thessalonians. Vengeance is the Lord's. The second one is that relief and comfort will come from the Lord. Verse 7 says that God will grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. So vengeance will come as well as relief to the saints when Jesus is revealed, when Jesus comes again. And, you know, this is encouraging for all of us. You know, if any of us have felt hurt, if any of us have felt misunderstood or persecuted or outcasted or, you know, have suffered various trials due to our faith and are pursued in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Know that the righteous will be vindicated, and that relief and comfort will come to you. And so, vengeance is the Lord's. Relief and comfort will come from the Lord. And the third encouragement that Paul gives is really an encouragement through prayer. He prays for them in verses 11 to 12 that God may make them worthy of his calling, and that God may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power, so that the name of Jesus may be glorified in us and us in him. And this is my invitation for us today, to really pray that we can pray this prayer over our own hearts, over our churches, over all the people of God, that God may make us worthy of his calling, and he would fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by his power. And so let's just take some time to respond, and I want to give us I want to encourage you to actually respond today by surrendering your pains and your sufferings to the Lord, knowing that the Lord is at hand and that he cares for you. We can cast our anxieties upon the Lord because he cares for us. And so let's do that, and let's also pray that God would continue to strengthen us by his power so that we can endure all suffering and persecution that comes our way for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your work today, and God, that even as the Thessalonians were suffering and going through a lot of persecution, thank you, Lord, for their example of steadfastness and hope and their faith in you, Jesus, their love for one another. God, thank you, Lord, that their faith and hope and love are just amazing examples of what it can look like for us to be, what it can look like for us to live for Christ, to glorify your name. And so, God, I pray for anyone in our church who has experienced some kind of suffering or persecution in their life today. And I pray, God, that if they have been suffering for their faith in Christ, Lord, that you would encourage them today. Encourage them with these truths, Lord, that vengeance is yours, and that you will provide relief and comfort to your people when the Lord returns. And Lord, I also pray that you would make us worthy of your calling. You would fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by your power, so that you would be glorified in us and us in you. So Lord, we thank you for your word once again. Help us, Lord, to be steadfast in faith and hope today. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining, everyone. Hope you'll continue to join us this week, tomorrow, as we continue on in 2 Thessalonians. Have a great day.